This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 7th, brought to you by the National Farmers Union. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson will hold a markup session for farm programs under budget reconciliation next week. Minority members accuse leaders of robbing the SNAP program to offset tax cuts and the farm safety net.
I will say my friends across the aisle should know what it feels like to have to rob Peter to pay Paul, because they've done that in the past. They robbed Title I funds. They took money out of Title I for nutrition and a little bit for conservation.
Thompson says markup will include a hard look at spending and program intent.
These are program integrity measures, which are all designed to make the programs work better, to work according to what the intent of Congress is, to be able to really better serve on the nutrition side, better serve the people that are waking up in poverty. Where is the opportunity for work? Because the American promise was based on the dignity of work, and that's what we do in the Farm Bill, and that's what we'll actually improve with program integrity measures as we look at the different pay-fors. It's not a punishment. It's an enhancement. And in the end, it will help more people achieve the American dream, which really only comes through the dignity of work. And by the way, while they're in that process, we're going to supplement their nutrition needs.
Thompson calls program measures approved under reconciliation a down payment, with the balance of the Farm Bill programs due yet this year.
If this is the remedy, this has to happen in the first half of the year. If we wait till the end of the year, and there's not a reason in the world to wait till the end of the year if what the plan that's laid out when it works. But let's just say it's Washington. So for some reason that remaining part beyond the down payment is the final payment. The final payment on the Farm Bill gets pushed somehow to the fall and late fall. It's a remedy, but it's not going to be as effective. And I suspect I'm going to have to be back in the Speaker's office in the last quarter of this year begging for more economic harm relief. And I don't want to do that.
House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig wants a full five-year Farm Bill and says leadership should stick to the plan.
Well, look, I think that my colleagues need to agree among themselves what their targets are. Certainly, GT, I think, is a good player in this process. I think if the cuts are beyond $50 billion, it's going to be because his leadership has forced him to do so. I don't think he wants to do it. He and I have remained in constant communication, but I think the truth is that the White House and Republican leadership is forcing the Republican conference to make cuts to benefits that some of them would rather not do. And the real question is, will any of them stand up and say no to their own conference? And right now, I just don't see anybody willing to stand up to this administration on that side of the aisle.
Craig does not agree with the shortcut to farm programs.
By its nature, reconciliation is a partisan process. And when you start introducing farm bill titles in that kind of partisan process, that really is detrimental to the five-year farm bill negotiation. So, look, I've told GT I'm going to stay at the table no matter what happens, but I've also warned him that, anywhere near these cuts that the House instructions require of this committee are going to make it very, very problematic for me to get 150 Democrats to support the Farm Bill.
Craig says neither the hungry nor farmers need shortcuts to critical policy.
Why do they need to cut? I mean, I'm asking this seriously. The answer to you is, let's sit down and negotiate a standalone five-year farm bill. If you do that, I can get you where we need to be for family farmers. We can keep nutrition intact, and we can get it across the finish line, and I can bring you 150 votes from Democrats. But if you try to do it through reconciliation, you are literally saying, I don't want a farm bill.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Farmers Union. Uncertainty is growing in farm country. Family farmers and ranchers are caught in a perfect storm. Skyrocketing costs, unstable markets, shrinking federal support, and rising trade tensions. Yet Congress hasn't passed a farm bill. It's time to act. National Farmers Union is calling on Congress to pass a strong, comprehensive farm bill for farmers' sake. Join NFU and farmers across the country in demanding action. Learn more at nfu.org/forfarmerssake. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.